Bank of Cornwall, this is Lena.
Hi, Lena. This is Christian Palmer.
Oh, hi. Yeah. sorry, just one moment. I'll be with you.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm trying to open the file. I'm fighting with my credit department, and I don't see we have many options. See, your balances are too high, and so that's why I cannot get a decent approval from them on this. It's just, let me see. The only thing I have right now is $25,000 for you.
$25,000.
Mhm. And it's short term. It's 25. Yeah.
No, sorry, I'm listening.
So it's $25,000. It's like second position, and it's 6 months. Because it's second position, and it's $271.83 per day, 5 days a week.
Oh, so it's going to be daily?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yes, because it's a short term and because it's a second position.
Yeah. And what is the interest rate on this loan?
Rate factor is 1.37.
I'm sorry?
Let's see, 1.37. See, after 3 months, when your balance was on deck will go down, we can refinance the whole thing. But right now, you're not at 50%. Your balance is too high.
I understand. Okay, so these $25,000 are available.
Yeah.
With the interest and all the charges, how much would it be altogether?
Oh, you mean your payback? I'm not. See, our fees are not big. They are minimal. So it's like the small documentation fee. I cannot tell you right now exactly what, because I need to order documents for that to see what kind of fees are there, because they varies a lot. But we don't charge much. We only have one or two programs with church origination, but this is not the one.
Can you do me a favor? Can you find out and email me that information so I can review it?
Okay. I can. Yes, sure. I'm just looking what else we will need. Not much. I will need your driver license and voided check from your business bank account. I can order them the documents and send you.
Okay. I'll send you right now my driver license in a
yeah, if you can please just make a picture of your driver license so it would be readable. Or scan or good scan of it. Mm-hmm.
Now,
and do
we need to do this? Or is it better if I wait until you give me the advance and then we'll go from there?
I can tell you what it will be just by 137. So it's $34,250. That's your payback. And whatever small the
What is the interest rate on this?
You're paying 37 cents on a dollar. You're paying pretty much the same on your own deck loan.
Because with on deck is what they charge is 10%.
What?
So basically for
They are not charging you 10%. No, on deck doesn't have 10%. I don't know what they told you. If you will look at your documents, it's not 10. If you can send me your contract with on deck or look at it, it's not 10%. On deck doesn't. We work with on deck all the time. They don't even have this rate.
Yeah, Because for on deck, I remember the first loan, and I can send you the document. For the first loan, it was a $500 initiation fee, mm-hmm. and the interest was $1,600.
On what amount?
So for 3 months.
No, oh, 3 months. And how much did they give you?
How much
did they give you? How much did they give you?
For $20,000. So basically, after all the fees, the whole loan was going to be of
$22,100.
$22,100 for $20,000. Yeah. Because they charge for that amount. They charge me 8% for the initiation fee.
Yeah, so overall that's 3 months, not six. So for six, it would be already 1.2, right? Even with them.
No, how they work is, okay, we fix at 8% or 10%, depending on the amount. What they do is they
for
add...
For 3 months. If you would take this money for 6 months from them, they would charge you 20% because it's additional 3 months. It's 10% in 3 months.
Okay. But
6 months, it's 20%. And
And you are saying that this $25,000 is for how long?
6 months. This is 6 months, and we're taking the second position, and you know what it means. It's like even like when you take the second mortgage, it's always higher because we are taking more risk than them. They are first in case something happened. That's it. And in 6 months, even they would charge you more than 21%.
I see. So,
yeah, I was really, upset, but we need to wait a little longer until your balance is now compared to what your business is bringing is still too high for refinance. That's the problem.
Yeah, because basically you're giving me, if I borrow the $25,000 to pay in 6 months, I'm going to have to pay 40% interest rate. It's a lot.
37.
It's still a lot.
So instead of 20, we're charging 37. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they would charge you 21. We are charging 37.
Yeah, because I was talking to on deck, and I just have to wait until the 12th of July. So they can, I think,
longer than 12. They are telling you. We know how long it is. More, you need to wait until the end of July.
Yeah.
The best.
Okay.
They are just telling you beginning of July. They will start. They will tell you to send documents in. They will drag it on. They cannot renew it. This is the rule of the industry. You know, that's why I'm telling you. So whoever tells you something else is lying. And
in this case, I work with Fundex for 5 different loans, and every time they told me you can renew your contract, they've done it.
Uh-huh. I'm not saying they will not do it. They will do it, but not on the 12th of July. It will be more like end of July. If you can wait until then.
Yeah. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna wait until then. If nobody able to do it, then I'll email you. I'll send you an email.
But the thing is that at that time, you know, when you're at 50%, I can do it too. I cannot do it now. At 50% time, I can do it too. We can try it again if you want.
I'm not gonna pay 37 or 40% for a $25,000. It's ridiculous. You know, if you were to tell me that with a bigger amount, I'll probably think about it.
Yeah, I understand.
It,
that's why I'm telling you, the only thing is to, if you need it now badly, and you can, that can help you to wait until the refinancing time, then yes, at that time we can refinance both. So you will pay for it only for three, not even for 3 months, maybe shorter than that.
Yeah. Okay, Lina. So thank you for your effort. I'm going to wait and see. And I'll let you know if we can, if there's something we can do, I'll contact you.
Yeah, or what you can do, you can send me your June statement as soon as you will have it. I will keep it, and then when you will be at 50%, I will send it, just this one statement, to my credit department, ask them what they can do at that time. At least you can compare what OnDeck will do for you and what we can do for you.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much for your help.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.